So I'll hand it over to David Turner now. Thanks, David.
G'day everyone. I'd first of all just like to thank you for all attending tonight. It's obviously a most important week this week with the Copenhagen talks commencing, so it's great to see you all out here. My name's David Turner. I was an employee of Solar Systems. I've worked there for about the last couple of years, and I worked in research. The company itself, just a bit about the company, we're based in Abbotsford, just across the Punt Road there. And basically, we've developed our technology over the last 30 years right here in Victoria. Approximately 150 people worked at Solar Systems, but then on September 7th, the company went into voluntary receivership, and about 100 of those people were made redundant. And of course, I was one of them. The primary reason for Solar Systems going into administration basically was that we couldn't raise the private equity over the last year, and that was mainly due to the global financial crisis. So subsequently, because of this, over 100 employees in the renewable field, 100 Victorians working on renewable energy were made redundant, many of them specialists in their field. Solar Systems is the world leader in CPV technology. CPV is concentrated photovoltaic. Basically, we're 2 to 3 years ahead of anyone else in the world. The solar system technology, it generates electricity directly using PV cells and a dish structure, as you can see here. Using mirrors of the dish, we concentrate a large area of sunlight onto a very small area of PV cells. Basically, we're focusing over 100 square metres of sunlight onto an area that's about a quarter of a square metre. The PV cells, however, we use are very highly efficient. They're not the typical type that you see on your house or you get for your house. They're basically space satellite PV cells. Now, your commercial roof ones, they're about 120 watts, and they're about so big, and they're about 15% efficient. So it's 120 watts. The cells we use, we make modules out of them, and they're about as big as my card there, and they're 600 watts. And they're about 35% efficient. So that's the difference. That's 600 watts versus about 120 watts. And with the technology ever increasing, we're getting about 1% more efficient every year. As you can see, these are some of the photos that I've taken, and they're out from the remote sites. So the technology isn't in R&D phase. A lot of people out there think renewable energy is off into the future. No. As you can see, the solar system dishes are well established. They're proven technology they've been working out in the field. We provide electricity for remote communities in the Northern Territory, South Australia and Queensland. And these communities have now been able to replace a lot of their diesel generator fossil fuel dependency with clean renewable energy. Here in Victoria, all the approvals have been granted to build the world's largest CPV power station. It's going to be 154 megawatts, and it's located near Mildura. Now, 154 megawatts, that's roughly about 45,000, 50,000 houses. So that's the whole population of northwestern Victoria is going to be able to be used, all the electricity generated from our power station up there. Over 1,000 renewable jobs will be created in constructing the power station. However, many more, many thousands more, will also be indirectly created through all the component manufacturers required. However, all this is now in jeopardy due to Solar Systems being in administration. So basically the message I'd just like to get out there and leave with tonight is the technology is here now. It's not 20, it's not 10, it's not 5 years away. It's right here, ready to go now. Engineers have already solved many of the technological problems that renewable, especially in solar, face. What we need now is the community, and for all you guys, to stand up and demand that the social and the outdated economic barriers are removed. So once again, thanks all for attending tonight. I hope you enjoy the evening, and we'll now listen to a few of our insightful speakers. Thank you.